From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a warning to Europe from the U.S. Vice President. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden warned European nations today to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections in the same way the U.S. intelligence agencies say they are certain Russia did in the November vote that is bringing Donald Trump to office this week.
With many countries in Europe slated to hold elections this year, we should expect further attempts by Russia to meddle in the democratic process. It will occur again, I promise you.
In his final address in Davos, Switzerland, Biden further accused Russia of working to unravel what he called the liberal international order and return to a world in which superpowers exerted control over nations in their sphere of influence. In addition to targeting democratic systems, Biden cited Russian aggression against their neighbors, including actions in Ukraine and using control of energy supplies as a weapon against other countries. Russia has rejected the U.S. intelligence conclusion that it interfered in the election with the goal of helping Donald Trump. A White House spokesman says President-elect Trump's administration will have to choose whether to side with the U.S. intelligence community or Russia and WikiLeaks. Josh Earnest was responding to a question about Russian President Putin's accusing President Obama's administration of attempting to undercut Trump by spreading false information. Putin said last week's release of an unverified dossier containing salacious allegations about Trump was part of an effort to undermine the legitimacy of the president-elect in spite of Trump's convincing presidential win. U.S. intelligence agencies released a report concluding that Russia, under Putin's orders, worked to undermine the U.S. presidential election. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama is scheduled to hold his final news conference while still in office later today. You can hear and see the news conference on VOA's various platforms set to begin at 1900 UTC. At least 46 severely injured people remain in a refugee camp that Nigeria's military says it mistakenly bombed and they need urgent evacuation. That according to the International Committee for the Red Cross. A statement issued by the Red Cross said patients are attended to in an open airspace in a precarious environment, raising the possibility that the death toll could significantly rise. A government official told the Associated Press that more than 100 refugees and aid workers were killed in Tuesday's bombing in a remote northeast region near the border with Cameroon. Nigeria's military said it had been trying to target Boko Haram extremists. It's believed to be the first time Nigeria's military has acknowledged making such a mistake in a region where villagers have reported civilian casualties and near-daily bombings targeting the Islamic militants. The Red Cross statement said the aid group was shocked by the deaths of civilians and six aid workers with the Nigerian Red Cross. The group was part of a humanitarian effort to bring food to more than 25,000 displaced people, said the statement. At least 90 patients remain in Ron, the community where the bombing occurred. According to the Red Cross, 9 patients in critical condition had been evacuated by helicopter to the northeastern city of Maiduguri. Human Rights Watch called on Nigeria's government to compensate the victims of the bombing, which hit a camp for people who had fled Boko Haram. The Italian premier, Paolo Gentiloni, says it seems there were no fatalities from the 3 strong earthquakes that rocked the same area of central Italy that was devastated by quakes a year ago. Gentiloni said Wednesday it was a difficult day for Italy. Central Italy has been buried under over a meter of snow in recent days, with some areas without electricity, complicating the arrival of emergency services. Speaking in Berlin after meeting with Chancellor Angela Merkel, Gentiloni said his thoughts were with those who were suffering through another round of tremblers. Iraq's prime minister is demanding full disclosure about events surrounding the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Haider al-Abadi told reporters on Tuesday he would like to see a thorough investigation of America's decision-making that took the U.S. forces from liberating the country from Saddam Hussein's terrorist regime to occupying Iraq. He said the invasion, in fact, unleashed instability.
That's the latest world news from VOA.